Welcome to the Border Princes podcast, a podcast where three neckbeards talk about a game that's been dead for 6 years. Of course, we're talking about Warhammer Fantasy Battle Royale. And this evening, joining me to talk about this very dead game, to my left is a man who wants to do horrible things to your corpse, Mr. Jack Daniels Tequila.
Hey, hello. How's it going?
And to my virtual right, a man who claims to be the biggest real estate agent in all of the Undercity, Mr. Sean Kroger.
Well, you know what they say, mate. Location, location, location.
Where's the most popular location? Where it was closest to the Warpstone, I assume.
Wherever that, yeah, pretty much. Awesome, just dead rats. Should be fine.
Anyway, Sean, why are we doing this? What's going on?
Like, mate, we want to relive the old world. The old world lives, mate. Get back into that. Some fantasy times.
It lives. I think it never died. That's just my personal opinion, but. You know, I guess, GW never obviously thinks otherwise.
Well, Jack is the Vampire Counts player, so he's literally trying to resurrect it.
I am. With all the new releases, maybe I will.
Maybe. I don't know. Fucking Primera Vampires.
Really?
They are pretty
anyway,
big.
Boys. Yeah. What are we up to? So, Jack, tell us how you got involved. I suppose in the hobby, you can be, talk about fantasy in general if you want, but like in general, how did you get into the hobby of wargaming?
Oh, I mean, like anyone, probably in their youth, they walked past a GW store or a hobby store and thought, hey, that'd be pretty cool. Get a box or two, play for a little bit. You know, you grow up, sort of put that away, do more grown-up things, go to school, go to uni, get out of uni now, people are playing it again, get back into it.
A story for the ages. So what sort of experience in fantasy have you had outside of what we're doing currently? Do you have any fantasy experience at all, or is this something completely new for you?
No, I've played a fair bit of 8th edition. I got my Lizardmen, my trusty Lizardmen. They do pretty well.
Well, Lizardmen are a strong list.
Yeah, they are pretty strong. Uh-huh. And
are you one of those guys that does
really
a double slam?
Only army up. No, I'm not okay, that good. Kind of guy.
We can still be friends.
No, that's disgusting. But yeah, I've played for a little bit, and I kind of know the ins and outs, and just looking for a change of pace.
Okay, change of pace from what? What else have you been doing?
In terms of hobby or like just change of pace? Well, I'm talking about change of pace in terms of like fantasy armies.
Okay.
That's why I'm doing Vampire Counts, something completely
Oh, you're doing different. Vampire Counts. All right, right.
Yes, I am.
Interesting. Sean,
yeah.
How about you? What is your experience in wargaming?
So to start off with, I started quite young with, as most of us did, with the 40K. Did a whole bunch of Dark Angels for that, progressed, moved on, started working for Games Workshop where I then discovered what fantasy was. And yeah, just from there, started an all Night Goblins army, moved on to Vampire Counts, then on to the Dirty Rats, and then left GW, and then was only really looking at the Lord of the Rings stuff, and then I found the Heresy scene where I found you guys, and lo and behold, we're getting back into fantasy. So happy days.
So what are you doing currently? What's your current pet project?
Current pet project is rocking out some Dark Elves.
Dark Elves. So you've gone from three in what sounds like horde armies to something that could be a horde army, but could also not be a horde. Something slightly more elite.
Very much so. So I have always liked the Dark Elves. I liked the background and the fluff behind them, but the models were a little bit derpy to me. And then when they got redid in 8th, I was no longer working with GW. I was more of along the lines of the Lord of the Rings. End Times is coming around. I wasn't a fan. But now we're back into it. So time to basically get back into it because mainly most of the Dark Elf stuff is still available on the GW website.
Yeah, that's good. I was always a fan of Dark Elves. Yeah, cool.
What about you,
cool.
Jeff? What are you doing now?
Me?
How did you get into the hobby?
So, I mean, obviously, we've all got a sort of a similar tale. Back in the 90s when I was, 10 or 11, I guess I started playing Space Marines in 3rd edition. I had a real keen interest in fantasy. I think when 6th edition came out, I had a few Dark Elves. I don't know if I ever painted them properly, but I didn't have anyone to play with. I had a bunch of mates who played 40K, and that was about it. Otherwise, yeah, I've always had sort of that. It's always been sat in the back of my mind. And obviously, you and I, in the past couple of years, we've been playing sort of fantasy on and off. I've got an Empire army that's never been painted. I call it 5% painted because I think I've painted 2 models. But I mean, it's all a bit of fun.
Are they completely painted though?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have one wizard that is completely painted. I use him, whatever. And there's a warrior priest who's painted. Not by me, but he's painted. So that was originally something I was going to do, but through sort of extenuating circumstances, I've switched over to another little niche love of mine, the Beastmen.
Ooh, tell you.
They're kind of cool. They're not, I don't know if they're like a super popular army. I know they're not. They're like fucking like your bottom tier. You're never going to see them in a competitive sort of sense. But I guess we're not really playing to be super competitive unless they're you,
says you,
Sean.
Oh, okay, cool. Thank you for that reference.
we're not sort of playing to be super competitive. Obviously, my attitude may change to that once I lose about 4 or 5 games in a row. But, until then, I guess it's all fun and games. But, guys, Jack, like, what's going on? Is some sort of revival? Like, why? What are we talking? Like, what are we really? What is our real focus here?
I don't know. I don't know what really sparked everyone's interest in fantasy again. It just sort of came out of nowhere. I know you and I have been talking about it for quite a while now, and just in the last few months, it just exploded.
Well, who is everyone? It's our, local.
Our local gaming group, the Mortal Events group.
Yeah. They've obviously, everyone's got a hard on for fantasy again.
Yeah. I mean, it is good because fantasy is a very different game to what we've all been playing for the last few years.
Which is heresy.
We've all been playing Horus Heresy for a while now.
Well, I guess, that's good. It's good for us. I'm not sure how.
Yeah.
I mean, hopefully, in a few years when the old world comes out, we'll have another, we'll have another go of it.
Well, yeah. Well, I wouldn't hold your breath on it. But if it does come out, it'll be nice. I feel like it's going to be a lot of Empire Civil War sort of stuff.
Yeah, I think it'll be kind of the same as like the Bad Eye Wars, the Horus Heresy, where it was like just Space Marines on Space Marines to start off with. I mean, that's my theory. That's not really based on anything besides sort of looking at trends.
Track records.
Yeah. So, obviously playing pure fantasy is GW does not support it at all. We all know this.
Yeah.
So
I feel like
I'm just
going to shift to a Forge World supported system.
Yeah. So what I'm wondering, we'll start with you, Sean. Are you having any troubles sort of getting like building your army physically? Are you finding all the models you want? Like,
so at this present point of time, I'm the main base of the army, so the rank and file troops, as I mentioned earlier, still on the GW website. So I'm pretty good for that kind of stuff. It's just tracking down like the rare sorts of the characters, the repeater bolt throwers, the like the old school Malekith that I really, really like, the old school Marathi. Not the
Marathi, personally, is one of my favorite all time models. I think it's just because it's like some fucking naked chick riding a Pegasus.
Yes.
It's like something from fucking heavy metal or something.
Mm. And yeah, so that's the only thing I'm finding downfalls. But obviously, I've been trolling. Actually, the hardest thing to find so far was actually the army book.
Yeah, so let's talk about that.
For quite a while now.
Yeah, so I mean, when we guys first started talking, when this started happening, it was a couple of months ago now, and I've been frantically messaging, and then all of a sudden, one of my old mates from G-Dub hit me up. He's like, hey, I heard from this person who heard from this person who heard from this person. You're looking for this book. I'm like, yeah, sweet. How much you want for it? Yep, done. I'll take it. And sent it up, and it was still in shrink wrap, so.
Wow. Okay.
Well, yeah, I know, right?
That is lucky. I think the sixth edition Beastman book that I accidentally ordered was still in wrap.
Tell us about that, Jeff. How did that make you feel?
Well, so I was looking for the Beastman book, which you had one and gave to another.
After you said you didn't need it.
Well, I had ordered this one, and I had gotten them confused. I had ordered the sixth edition Beasts of Chaos book. Which actually was still a very entertaining read. There's like this page in it. I think you're supposed to scan and draw like banners and stuff onto.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got like templates.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, you can just sort of like color them in, I guess.
I can imagine you there with your little crayons, just this color looks good.
I mean, why not? I'm, you know, we're all artistic here, we're all friends. But that book, yeah, it's like in sixth edition, you could like combine the Warriors of Chaos and Demons of Chaos and Beasts of Chaos all into like one army.
That was sick. I do remember that. It was fucking brutal.
Yeah, so obviously in 7th edition, the more sort of specialized monsters... in 6th edition, the more specialized Beastman monsters aren't in it, but then you get access to things like Dragon Ogres, Dragon Ogre Shaggoth, you know, all the sort of classical Chaos monsters, ogres, Chaos Ogres, Chaos Trolls, you know. You know, you can have like a Chaos Lord lead your beast herd. So that's really fucking cool. You know, I think some of the gifts and the, cause it's like, I think they give you like a gift allowance as well as on top of your magic item allowance.
Yeah, that does vaguely sound familiar.
Yeah, and then I got I ended up finding the 7th edition book for a pretty reasonable price.
That's because it's a bottom tier army.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's true. It's just really funny. I don't remember, because I've got like the Empire and the Wood Elf book ages ago, and I think I pay like $50 for it, maybe tops. It was a few years ago, and it was really weird. As soon as like all the boys got together, the Mortal Events crew got together, and were like, we are going to do fantasy. I remember just looking on eBay and everything, and suddenly all the book prices and everything, the cards had skyrocketed in price.
Yeah.
Yeah. Am I imagining that?
That happened. I mean, I remember Sean, when he started looking for the Dark Elf army book, they were around like $100 Australian, and then
roughly
only a couple of weeks ago they were around $240 Australian dollars.
Oh, really? See, I haven't looked on them.
Yeah,
for
they really jumped.
So I was,
and yeah. Like, there's no way anyone's going to buy it at that price. But
no,
well, as I said, I got super lucky with something. My one. I only paid like $40-$50. I can't remember.
Oh, so you never know. Someone might be desperate enough. I mean, paid. I'm a bit ashamed to say that I paid like $50 for the Beastman magic cards. And all it is just like the Lore of the Wilds, which I'm never going to fucking use. They're just, I don't know, one of those things that's cool
but
to have.
Yeah, it's a cool thing to have.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, like GW sell...
You might use it once or twice.
Yeah. Yeah, I might use it a couple of times. You know, GW sell those fucking dice. Not the Forge World ones, the GW ones, like those, what are your boyfriends? The Soul Blight Grave Lords? Like they're $55 for
55,
those dice?
20 dice.
Yeah, like... Yeah,
I mean, they went like hotcakes. Like, all that stuff went out of stock.
Well, minutes. I mean, one of our hobby friends seemed to have bought all of them, right?
Yeah, it seems that way.
Anyway, so yeah, the 7th edition Beastman book looks like it was actually made at the tail end of 7th edition, because there's like, it's like the Lore of the Wilds is set out, so it's got like a signature spell, or as it's got 7 spells, maybe.
Yeah, very much so. It was the last book of 7th before.
It was 8th. The last book of 7th edition. Yeah. Oh, okay. That would explain a lot. Yeah, so that would explain a lot.
It's my solemn belief that both the Skaven book and the Beastman book were designed knowing the rules of 8th edition that was coming.
When was Skaven released?
Skaven was the second last book in 7th edition. And that's why Beastman and Skaven don't have an updated book.
Yeah, okay. That would explain a lot. I have the Skaven book as well. I was just flicking through it. A mate of mine had it and I stole it from him. It's got like that, what's it, the Dreaded 13th? Yeah, like as a signature spell or whatever.
One example is this Dreaded 13th spell. No way in 7th edition could you cast a 25 plus on a...
I have a question. Mm-hmm. You might be able to enlighten me on this, but there seems to be this real divide in the greater fantasy community. And like we even see it at Mournival. I think there's like there's a group of guys who play 6th edition Warhammer Fantasy, and then there's like the other side, which is all of us, I guess. Like, I don't have a problem with 6th or whatever. I don't really know the difference. I never played 6th edition. Who play 8th edition. So there's like this big divide between 6th and 8th edition, but then no one really gives a shit about 7th edition. Like, no one's talking about it. Do you know the reason for that?
Technically, 7 is 6.5. So right. It's just a couple of clarification things. So the magic phase got cleaned up a little bit. The combat resolution was tweaked. That's the only real difference. The big difference between 6 and 8 is the bigger, grander armies. Like, you no longer have to use guess ranges. You could pre-measure. That was what I have found. That's the biggest gripe when it comes to 6th edition players.
Right. Guess ranges. Right. How unfortunate for them.
As a Skaven player, I'm okay with it. What's that? Warp lightning cannon, 7 inches away from your massive unit? Done. That's my guess.
Gross.
What?
Anyway, so I've got the book now. It's all good.
Feeling good about yourself.
What else do you have? What else do you have for your Beastman, Jeff?
What else have I got currently? Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we talk about what we're currently working on?
Yeah.
For our fantasy. So I'll elaborate on that. So I bought the couple of boxes of gauze. So I'm working on a 20 gauze or 20 man unit of gauze currently. I bought that Star Collecting box, the Beast of Chaos one. It's funny. You look at some of those and it's like, it just seems to be whatever units probably, or like whatever products probably weren't really popular in old school fantasy, and they're like, Age of Sigmar, Star Collecting Box. Here you go, boys. All the crap you didn't want last edition. Just all bundled together, you know? So I've got that Beastman Star Collecting Box, which has like the newer Shaman.
Which is a sick model, just saying.
Yeah, dude, it's a great model. At least they got something out of Age of Sigmar. I think it's got like 10 Ungores, 10 Bestigores, which I'm pretty excited to get painting, and a Gorgon / Cygor, which I'm also actually extremely fucking excited to put together. And then I also have, which you graciously gifted me for my birthday, the gross fucking Jabba Slythe.
I'm surprised that a lot of those models were still around. Like, I didn't expect it to still be on GW's store.
Well, that's the weird thing. All the Beastmen stuff is still fucking there.
Yeah, I don't get it.
The only things you can't get are pretty much just the characters. Yeah, but I don't. Yeah, I guess they just have it all fucking hanging around, right?
Yeah, they just have it all hanging around.
They just kept them on.
Yeah. That's why I reckon most of the Dark Elf stuff's still there. Because it was probably one of the last, I'm pretty sure it was one of the last 8th edition books to come out. And they got all these sexy plastic kits, so while they...
Well, is there anything you can't get anymore for Dark Elves?
As I said earlier, just the characters.
Just the characters.
So you can still get the Hydra, you can still get the chariots, you can still get the... What I am quite impressed about is the Warriors box has Spearmen, Swordsmen, and the Crossbows all in one. Because it used to be either buy a box of Spearmen that has the swords, or a box of Crossbows.
Or buy a Crossbows. Yeah.
Only kit that they have that's not a multi-unit kit is probably the Corsairs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But who fucking wants Corsairs?
Oh, man. They just look, on paper, they look really, really, really good as an army, but I'm just like... That I've never liked the look of them because those models came out when I was still working for GW. So
yep,
I painted them.
I've always been a big fan of the 6th edition metal Corsairs.
Ooh, I do like them. They were quite nice.
They're really fucking cool. Like the dude, there's just like one dude in that unit. He's just carrying around an axe and he's like got his face covered up by a sea dragon, and he's just like holding some fucking other elves head in his hand.
Yeah,
it's really fucking cool.
I think I've got that as part of a Mordheim warband, I think.
Yeah, fuck yeah. That's great.
He's cool.
Mordheim. We should play Mordheim too.
No, I'm banned from playing Mordheim, but that's for another That's another
Day. Just don't play fucking Skaven.
I don't. I got banned from them early.
All right. Well, I mean, Mordheim is not a very balanced game inherently. So,
I've had three games.
Anyway, so, but yeah, otherwise I can get everything for Beastman off GW still, like Razor Gores and even the fucking chariots and insane, like they're all resin kits. That Jabba Slythe, good lord, does it look like
fun building that?
Good lord, yeah, it looks like it's going to be a fucking nightmare to put together. Jesus Christ, all resin. In saying that, I'm really keen to like fly it around and be like, shoot its tongue out and just grab people,
lick them to death.
Yeah, it's really. I think it's like it's one of the most hideous fucking kits I've ever seen. But I'm just like, I don't know. It's just like it's fascinated me. This big giant fucking grotesque. Code dragon thing. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, that's what I'm working on. 20 gores currently. I've got a few other things to work on. So Jack, you're the only one left. Tell us what's on your painting desk for related to fantasy. I know you've been particularly active. So tell us what you're working on currently. How hard is it to get some of the stuff you need? Like what's been going on?
Well, good thing I bought some skeletons a little while ago because you can no longer get the standard skeletons. As GW, I'm sure a lot of people have seen, have released a whole new range of undead miniatures.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been a bit of Blight, scale increase.
Grave Lords.
Yeah, but anyway, currently on my table I got 5 Hex Wraiths to paint and a couple of Dire Wolves.
Cool.
And I've got to build an endless number of skeletons, I guess.
Have you started any of your skeletons?
I have painted 10.
10? That's enough for a summoning.
Yeah, it's a bit of a slow process.
Yeah, okay.
And, change my scheme up, something a bit quicker.
Yeah, okay. You did spend quite a lot of time. I mean, that's going to happen. Like, and that'll be your front rank or whatever. So
yeah, I might just airbrush the rest.
Well,
yeah,
the fact that we're all three of us came from Heresy, where it's high detail but not really high model counts, and we can take the time doing it. So yeah.
So, but there's definitely different skills that you have to sort of practice with the fantasy stuff. Like, I'm not a great brush painter, so my sort of skills are being put to the test. So Jack, how are you finding it difficult to get anything for your undead? Or,
well, I mean, the old skeletons. Can't get them anymore, unfortunately.
Yeah. And, so you got like kind of need to get 60 more of them, right?
I got 50 at the moment.
Yep.
Where'd you get your other 40 from?
Yeah, I bought some on Gumtree, actually.
I went to the Games Workshop here
and got me
in
a
Wollongong,
box.
And I got their last fucking box. Nice.
Yeah.
Just when I saw the announcement and I went in there, I was like, oh, Jack, do you want these? He's like, yeah, fuck yeah. And I went to the dude who was running the place. I was like, excuse me, little boy, do you have any more skeletons? And he's like, no, get out of here.
This is fucking big burly playing Paul with the massive beard. Oi, where's the skeletons?
Yeah, that's what I assume happens. Yeah, I was like, where's your fucking skeletons, you little punk?
I hate them skellies.
Anyway, so yeah, cool.
Besides that, pretty much everything else is easily accessible. Oh, except for zombies. They've brought out a new zombie kit, which do look quite nice, and I think they'll be quite nice.
They're pretty cool.
Let's be honest, they're a lot better than the old thriller ones, if you will.
Oh, yeah. I actually got a box next to me, and I can't wait to build them, to be honest.
What if, have you bought anything from the new Soulblight Gravelords? Like, is there anything that's caught your eye? Like,
oh, I think everyone's eyes have been caught by the nice new Blood Knights.
They are pretty fucking cool. They are
some thick boys.
They are very big, though. They are very big.
How big are they?
Yeah, they're vampires. Like, vampires should be bigger than normal.
Oh, probably. Yeah, of course.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm concerned that they're going to dwarf everything else on the battlefield.
Not necessarily a bad thing.
No.
Just makes them an easier target for my warp lightning cannons, bro.
Oh, don't worry. They still fit on cavalry bases.
Oh, they fit on cavalry base. Cool. Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. They rank up quite well.
They rank up quite well. That's good.
Yeah. Same with the new zombies. They rank up pretty well on 20 mil
bases. I did see the new skeletons on 20 mil bases. They were okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but they were like head and shoulders above like Graveguard and shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Have you seen the new star collecting box for the Soulblight Gravelords?
I have.
I think it's like...
Lots of Graveguard in there.
Lots of Graveguard. Ooh, wait, because they're like, what, $70 a box for some reason?
Yeah, for 10.
Then and yeah, for 10. The same as like Empire Greatswords.
See, when they came out, they were 35 for 10. Because I remember I bought two boxes of staff discount back then. It was half price.
Yeah, but when they came out, wasn't it like the global fucking financial crisis, like 2010 or something?
Actually, yeah, probably around that time because I was still working at the Castle Hill store.
Yeah, well, there you go. That's why they were, you know, not an exorbitant price. GW's had like 7 price hikes since then.
7 million price hikes.
We must be due for another one, eh?
Well,
don't say that.
We do have to suffer colony tax.
Oh, yeah, because we're Australian. They're like, all right, just slap another 10% on them. Fucking, that's for stealing all our bread back in the 1600s.
Yeah, anyway, that's another bitch fight for another episode.
Yeah, we don't need to be salty about that. Everyone else already knows what the problem is. Yeah, we don't need to reiterate. Well, that's fucking cool, Jack. So, what are you currently working on? Hex Rays.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Do you see them very often? Are they a very competitive unit?
To be honest, I really don't know much about vampire counts besides what I've seen on like YouTube and stuff like that.
Hex Rays.
They're just really fun to paint, actually.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Have you... You've shown us a work in progress of those. Have you decided to put them up on your Insta yet?
No, I think I'm going to wait till I finish the rest of the unit, so then I can put up my first finished unit.
Nice. Do you want to do a quick shout-out to your Insta?
On the
gram.
Sure. I wasn't expecting that question.
You had to contemplate that question.
Yeah, it's just JT miniature painting, underscore between JT and miniature.
All right. Well, if you guys want to go see any high quality hobby in any sort of... Well, it's going to be heresy and fantasy, right?
Yeah, it's mostly heresy.
Go follow Jack's Instagram. That derailed my next question.
Sorry, man.
Now that I think about it. No, it's completely fine. Oh, Jack, you've been playing fantasy, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've been playing a little bit recently. Yeah, I've been playing with my mate Danny.
Yeah, you had a game the other day. Tell us how'd that go? Like, what's the details?
Well, it's been my first time with my Lisbon playing against... he's undead, or he's vampire counts.
Yep.
That's my a new slam project had for Danny, aneurysm isn't it? In turn one and became a level one wizard. So I had to play a very defensive game for the rest of the match.
Right.
Yeah. It really sucks when you kill half a unit of Graveguard and they all come back next turn.
What did he have in his army?
He had skeletons, I think 40 skeletons, 40 ghouls, 20 Graveguard and a Vampire Lord, Necromancer, some dogs, Crypt Ghouls.
So 2,000 point game?
Yeah. What are the big ones? Crypt Horrors?
Crypt Horrors, yeah.
Yeah, and a Terrorgeist.
Oh, Terrorgeist.
So, yeah.
Genuinely a pain in the ass unit.
Oh, except the Skinks killed that pretty quick.
Oh, really? Just poisoned it to death?
Yeah, just poison.
Yeah, okay, cool, sweet.
But yeah, it's pretty fun. It's good to play occasionally.
So I think the question on everyone's lips is, did you take Gorok?
Maybe. He's a bit of a staple in my list at the moment.
I usually don't... I know that Mournival currently is really sort of like anti-special character. I don't think a lot of the fantasy special characters are particularly good. But,
except for Gorok. Gorok
is completely overpowered. I don't know how they got that character. So wrong, he's fucking cool though. I suppose
he's
you could
really tough.
Yeah, I suppose if he was just like in a gun unit, like in a Saurus unit and you just ran up against a gun line, I suppose he could get shot to death pretty easy. But yeah, he's fucking cool. So all right, cool, sweet. What was in your army? You just took like two blocks of Saurus or something and a slain?
Had, I think, 30 Saurus, 25 or 30 Temple Guard with the slain, Gorok, Bastillodon, and two units of Skink Skirmishers. Oh, and a Salamander.
Oh, Sally.
Just
nice.
To round it out.
Nice.
Yeah.
Pretty
typical Lizard Man list, really.
Yeah. Cool.
If it ain't broke, why fix it? You know?
Well, that's correct. Do you? What the fuck? Sean has messaged us. He's dropped out.
Oh, has he now?
He's lagging super hard. Don't ask me anything.
Oh dear.
All right. Cool. So he's back. Once again, I've been derailed.
Let me just pause it.
Yep.
One.
So I guess we'll take a short musical break here, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about Mournival events, fantasy revival event, South of the Reich, which I'm excited for. Are you excited for?
I am very excited.
Oh, well, when we come back, we'll have a chat about it. Okay.
I don't care no more. I'm running up and out and growing bored in my smoked out boring room. My hair is shaking in my eyes. Dragging my beats and hit the streets at night. Drive along this shit town light. I'm not growing up, I'm just getting out. And I stepped in line to walk amongst the dead.
And yeah, we're back.
And what?
So, well, it's fucking. It was doing something.
Hey guys, we had music. Now we're back.
Now we're back.
We're back.
So, guys, we're going to talk about the Mortival events, Fantasy Revival event, South of the Reich. So, what is this about, Sean? What is it all about?
So this has been put together to get us all back into the fantasy, basically back in the fantasy play. It's a doubles narrative campaign day. Just 500 points a side, 500 points per player, a couple of magic level restrictions, which is nothing too harsh. And yeah, it's just getting us back in to have some good times.
Cool. So it's doubles event, right?
Correct, yeah. So, for example, I'm teaming up with the powerful Tom Gould.
Tom Gould, of Tom Gould fame.
Of Tom Gould fame, yes.
The great Gouldini.
Chopper 0008 or something? I don't know. Anyway, so he's bought a lot of Skaven, which is fantastic. He's got pretty much, he can probably do a 4,000-point army, let's be honest. So he's rocking those. Yeah, I know, right? And it was just like
He went hard.
He went balls deep.
That's exciting.
So yeah, so he's got a lot of those. He's been painting quite a lot of it quite recently when he hasn't been doing his Titans. And yeah, so he's rocking those. I'm going to be rocking the Dark Elves. I've been helping him with lists. I'm not obviously going to be disclosing his, but I'm more than happy to tell you that I'm rocking a whole bunch of crossbows.
Okay.
No, awesome.
Well, what is your 500? So it's 1,000 points aside.
Yep.
A doubles event. So what's your 500 point list?
So I've been the nice player and I'm not taking magic. So that way Tom can take a level 2 if he wants to. I'm just rocking 10 crossbows, 5 dark riders, a few executioners, and just a normal hero level character with a couple of magic items. Nothing too over the top, just it's more along the lines to get Tom used to all the phases instead of me taking over the magic phase like I always did.
Okay, so Tom Gould's never played fantasy.
No, he has not.
That's fascinating. Cool. For all of you playing at home, Jack and I are actually a team.
Yeah.
So,
interesting.
It's interesting. Beastmen and undead.
Yeah, exactly.
Back where they belong. Holding hands in the Drakwald.
And in
what's. Okay.
Why don't you go first this time and tell us your little list?
My 500 point list. As Sean said, there's magic level restrictions. In my opinion, yeah, we probably just take one level 2, but I guess we're both going to split the magic level, aren't we? So I'm running a level 1 beast shaman, a block of 20 gores with full command and additional hand weapons. I've got 2 5-man Ungor raider squads. For redirection and just annoying people. I've got 10 Best of Gores, no command, and a little pork rocket, Razor Gore.
Oh, hello. Yeah.
They're like the best unit in the book. So I'll definitely have a couple of those in the future. Yeah, so, and to accompany that, Jack, what are you running?
I'm going to have a little skeleton brigade, little 30-man unit of skeletons, some dire wolves, 5 hex wraiths, a necromancer, level 1, and either a couple of bat swarms or a spirit host.
Did you take any magic items on your necromancer?
Yeah, cheeky little ruby ring of ruin.
Ruby ring of ruin. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, why not?
I mean, who in their right mind would take the ruby ring of ruin, guys? Come on.
Oh, dude, I reckon everyone will have.
Yeah, we're going to have all the ruby rings in the entire world at one event.
Or alternatively, I think there'll be a lot of fight level one fire wizards rolling around, just throwing around fireballs.
Well, maybe. There's not that many Empire. Oh, there actually is a few Empire players, isn't there?
Fuck,
there's more than we thought there was.
Let's actually go through the teams really quickly. So on the, because it's a faction
Order versus destruction
event. Yeah, it's order versus destruction. So
the classic, that's good versus evil.
That was the prime. Yeah, you know, ambiguously good versus really evil.
Traitors versus loyalists. Oh, sorry, wrong game.
Very good. I mean, that's the primary reason why I decided to do Beastmen, because I wanted to be on the bad guys team. And there is actually a crap ton of Empire. So there's a couple of Bretonians. There's only one High Elf, which is interesting. One team is just Empire. So two.
Oh, so we have a High Elf player now. Huh.
Well, it says Paddy's plus one, so they don't actually have a name currently. It's possible that that character is just like, maybe someone's just taken a whole 1,000 points by themselves. I don't know.
We can do that?
No, I don't think so.
You cannot, Sean. Well, you are allowed.
From what I was seeing, because this is obviously, it's not invite only, but it is full, this event.
Well, it started off with a very limited roster.
Very limited.
Was it like
18 players or something?
I think it was 16.
Said.
And what are we up to
16,
now?
16.
32 plus.
14 doubles. No? Yeah, you might be, hang on. Yeah, you're right. Hang on. Because Dom Santilli is sort of in charge. Anyway, so there's a heap of Empire. There's a couple of lizard men. There's an Empire and ogres side team up, and then
are ogres technically good or?
So ogres and Tomb Kings are the ambiguous guys.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They're neutral, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's Lizardmen and Ogres, and Wood Elves and Bretonians for the McBurnies. So, that's an interesting combination. That's actually a really good combination. Mm. Cav and Archers. They're gonna fucking rape people. What have we got? There's actually, in saying that, to the dichotomy to the Empire, there's a lot of Warriors of Chaos on the destruction side.
Really? I haven't looked at the player list yet.
Well, I mean, I don't want to read everyone's names out, but
no, that's,
fine. I'm just sort of reporting what the factions are.
How are the undead numbers?
Three.
There's a few vampire counts. Three vamps. I don't see no Tomb Kings.
Oh, there's a Tomb King there. Are you blind?
Oh, yeah, sorry, Craig. Yeah. So, Tomb Kings. Yeah, sorry, my mistake. There's two whole Beastmen, which is interesting.
There's a knight, specifically Knight Goblins.
Oh, specifically Knight. Yeah, there's no Orcs, but there's a Knight Goblin faction.
Fucking speller.
That'll be interesting. I assume at 500 points, he'll have like 100 Knight Goblins and a bunch of fanatics or something.
No, you just take as many units of 20 with three fanatics in each. It's fine.
Yeah, that's gross.
I used to do that. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's gross. We should do we should do in the future, see if people want to email in and just be like, oh, rate my tournament list or something.
Oh, no, let's not do that because we won't have any friends afterwards.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Because I know as soon as someone does that, it's hard. Like, you know, as soon as you get into that competitive mindset, it's sort of hard to get yourself out of it. Mm. Which I understand. I'd say you struggle with, Sean, but you just refuse to not be competitive.
Okay, so one, fuck you. Two, what's wrong with all the heavy weapon squads for Death Guard, man?
There's nothing wrong with it. I guess there's nothing wrong with that in a
you got to self-regulate at some point. I mean,
if it's in like Centurion and you're like, yeah, I just have four Volkite Culverin squads in my troop squads and another three in my heavy support slot. Yeah, people aren't
just remember
like
you won that game.
Oh yeah,
why are you bitching?
That says something more about the fact that
you played the mission.
Played the mission, then you were just like, yeah, I just gun your whole army down. You can't do anything about it. And I just happened to pass a few too many saves, and my one dude was just on the objective, and you couldn't move him.
Yep. But anyway, that's heresy. Let's talk fantasy.
Yeah. So
talking about the competitive thing, just quickly on army list, like with the, I'm obviously coming from a heresy background, saying you don't be that guy. I mean, there's not literally nothing stopping me from taking. What is it? Three repeated bolt throwers, a unit of 10 crossbowmen, and then a character with a crossbow. I can do that in 500 points.
In 500 points?
Yep.
Ugh, that's gross.
Yeah, but I mean, don't like having friends, do you, Sean?
I don't know why you guys are talking to me right now, to be honest.
If you, well, we need a third person on the podcast.
You have your charm, don't worry.
I'll stop it.
I mean, yeah, you can run artillery. I'm not super keen. So someone's going to do it. Someone's just going to be like, oh, yeah, here's my cannon.
How many cannons are we going to see from the Empire?
Oh, God. All of them. Someone will have, like, I'm assuming someone will have one.
I know there's going to be a variation of a cannon.
A variation of cannon?
Yeah.
A mortar?
No, I'm just going to leave it at that.
Oh, not a warp lightning cannon.
I'm not giving anyone's army lists away.
Oh, warp lightning cannon. Oh, gross. Yeah, you can just do that. You can just have cannons and shit in your special, right?
Warp lightning cannon is a rare choice, but it's only 90 points, so that fits into the 25% threshold for a 500-point list.
Oh, really? That's gross.
Yep.
So, what do you? Part of this is like a slow grow, right?
Mm.
Yeah. We're going to be like sort of scaling up the points from here.
Yeah.
What do you guys? I don't know. What is the next scale? Is it like 750 or 1,000 points?
I believe it is 750.
I think it's 750, and then we'll eventually get up to like slowly get up to 2K. I think.
Be happy if it was 250 blocks every time.
That would be like, that'd be all right.
Every 3 months or something like that would be really good because you know, fantasy is one of the things where you got to paint a lot of models for most of the factions. So having the time to build up a unit would be nice.
I mean, I'm painting 41 models for 42 models rather for a 500-point event.
Yeah.
If someone was like, oh, we're going to do a slow grow ZM campaign for heresy, and you like, oh, 500 points, you could get away models? With doing like 10 or 11, like, you know?
Yeah,
or three custodies.
Or just three custodes, yeah. My sort of patience actually is getting thin a bit for painting massive ranks of dudes, but I'm hoping.
Yeah, but look impressive when it's on the table.
Hmm.
Yeah, of course. I mean, what do you guys plan to sort of expand? Say we go to, I don't know, 1,000 points. Like, what would you be sort of expanding into?
Up to 1,000 points, huh?
Yeah.
I reckon I'd you get it, Jack.
Oh, go on, Sean. Yeah, no, go on.
No, ladies first.
Oh, stop it. Well, obviously, you know, big thing with fantasy is you got to spend a minimum of 25% of your points on core.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And with vampire counts, your core is quite cheap. So I'm gonna have to paint a lot more skeletons and some of the new zombies.
Yep.
Maybe you need them for summoning or two. Oh yeah, that's true. So I got a pretty extensive backlog before I can really decide what I would add into that extra 500 points.
Mm.
I think I'm just doubling my gore. Oh, no, I might go up to 30 gores it to the 1,000 points, and then maybe 20 best of gores. Pretty much just double what I've got, and just add like a war gore with a BSB. And then once we hit 1,250, I'll just chuck a monster in. You know, the Jabber Scythe or the Gorgon, whichever works best. That'll be a nice little just like...
Whichever one's painted better?
Yeah, well, the Gorgon's like mostly skin and hair, whereas the Jabber Scythe... Well, it's skin and scaly as well, but it's like a different... It'll be a different color. Like, I've been looking for some different... It's like a weird toad dragon...
thing.
Insect thing.
All right. How about which one would be quicker for you to assemble?
The Gorgon. I just want to fly the Jabber Scythe around, and the idea that anytime someone looks at it, their brain melts, you know, is fucking cool. Although the Gorgon, you charge it into someone, in theory, it can just keep regenerating like wounds and shit, because it does like this this like eating attack. It just does like one killing blow on a 4+ or something, and
regains
D3 wounds. Yeah, but it's pretty like Hail Mary type of thing. So that's pretty cool. What about you, Sean? What are your sort of plans for expansion? Have you got like a theme for your Dark Elves?
Not Corsairs.
Not Corsairs. Well, okay.
So I mean, I haven't really fleshed it out yet, so I mean, I do have enough to do two horde units. I mean, enough horde units to do Blackguard and Executions. But I want to, as Jack's doing, I'm going to flesh out the troops. I'll get a dirty, great big unit of spearmen. So that's a nice, good, solid base. And then from there, that's when I'll start expanding out to like a couple of repeater bolt throwers. I might even get a Hydra or a Charybdis in there. So
I've never seen anyone play Charybdis's. What are they? How are they different?
They're a rare choice, and I don't really know the rules that well because they weren't around when I was still in the fantasy scene because they came out in the 8th of Ed book.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
So they came around with the new plastic Hydra, didn't they?
Yeah, so the Hydra kit. It's the same kit. Yeah.
Yeah.
The only thing, again, because I don't want to go down the Corsair path, the Charybdis is very much a sea faring kind of monster, which plays into the Corsair side of things. So
thematically, yeah.
Yeah, so obviously I want to go more thematical on these ones, so I'm not too sure if I will end up doing a Charybdis.
I always thought a Hargoneth-style army would be really cool, either like a big block of... Man, I want to do a Witch Elf Star so bad. That or like a big block of Executioners would be really cool.
Yeah.
Because like in Age of Sigmar, the only real like faction I would ever think about doing is the Snake Ladies.
Oh yeah, yeah. The
Daughters of Cain or whatever they are.
I think it's the Daughters of Cain.
Yeah. So yeah, that'd be fucking cool. That's what I would do if I was doing Dark Elves.
Mm. But the Witch Elf kind of thing is quite tempting because the Doomfire Warlocks, a dirty great big unit of those, is an extra spellcaster.
Yeah, you run one of those with a sorceress on a steed.
And then a combat character.
A couple of nobles or something? Yeah.
It's like a fast cav Death Star.
Yeah, it's fucking cool. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's how I'd run, actually, Wood Elves as well. I'd do it with Sisters of Thorn.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be fucking cool. I probably shouldn't be giving people ideas.
I wouldn't mind throwing in a couple of the chariots in there too. The one with the bolt throwers on it, they look freaking cool.
The Scourge Runners.
Yeah, Scourge Runner chariot.
They're like a little oddity. I think Jack and I played a game a couple of years ago, and I just ran one of those and we're just like picking off things here and there. Because it's not like
it was pretty annoying.
Is it like strength five or something?
Yeah, just a little strength five bolt thrower.
Yeah, just like pew 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 pew.
So it's not going to kill all your big stuff, but it's there just to annoy the shit out of everyone.
Yeah, you just roll into the side of units.
It's mobility. It's a chariot.
Yeah. Mm. You can just roll it into the side of units and just like shoot down the lines and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think it still pierces through ranks, right?
Yeah, because it's still a bolt thrower.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's still a bolt thrower, yeah.
It's only just like strength five. Yeah, it's fucking cool. How competitive are they? Probably not very, but you know.
But there is that thing, rule of cool, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the whole Beastmen roster, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, the whole point of this is cool. Just
yes,
to have
Jeff,
fun,
keep telling
really.
Yourself that.
Well,
trying
look,
to steer away from the competitive side of fantasy.
If I was running the list that I really wanted to run with Beastmen, it would just be a fucking minibus.
Yeah, but in 500 points.
Well, I can't. Well, so I believe Dom is. He has declared that we are using the original vanilla 8th edition rules.
Yes, which no end time shit.
Yeah, which limits your characters to 25 points for your. Sorry, 25%.
Yeah,
25% of your total.
Heroes, and then 25% of your lords, not 50% combined.
It's 25% total.
25% lord, 25% hero, 25% minimum 25% on here on.
Isn't it 20? It's 25% heroes and lords.
No, no, combined. Of each.
Of no. each?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Really? Are you sure?
Are you really going to question me on the tournament player
well,
out of the three
I
of
mean,
us?
Fair enough.
Yeah, that's right, bitch. Back in your box.
Hmm.
Maybe so you're saying I can have a necromancer?
No, because
well, I can't fit a lord in.
You can't fit the lord in the points.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
Okay.
I may have to go back to the drawing board then.
Interesting.
But that's the thing. You can't physically fit any lords in a 500 point game.
Oh, no, of course not.
Except for maybe
no.
Skaven if you got the one weird. Oh, can you do Skaven? And while I'm looking at that up, that Scourge Runner Chariot is actually strength 7.
Oh, is
wait,
it?
Really?
Yeah.
What AP is it, though? Is it like minus 1 or 2? Yeah, like armor piercing.
It's multi wounds. I don't.
Oh, okay. D3
well,
multiple.
Jeff,
wounds.
It's a strength. Remember, use a strength to determine.
Oh, yeah, but some of them have armor piercing. Like, repeater bolt throwers have armor piercing as a rule.
Oh, yeah. Bolt throwers just ignore armor saves in general, don't they?
Oh, just no armor save. Right.
Like, I think it's to get because that'll come throwers. From the strength.
Yeah, okay.
No, I thought proper bolt throwers just ignored armor.
Yeah, no armor just, aren't they just no armor saves?
I don't know.
Don't know. Okay.
Come on, tournament player.
Yeah, oh, I'm the tournament player, bro.
No, I am the tournament player, but let's go back through my armies. Ah, fuck, I had bolt throwers in my goblin army. Shit. Anyway, no, there were spear chuckers. Different thing.
They're still bolt throwers.
They're like, what, 40 points?
Yeah, they're just 40 points because they only hit on a 5 or something.
At the best of times.
Yeah.
Long range.
Oh,
right?
Maybe I'll go back to the drawing board because I have had my eye on the Zealot Miniatures Minotaurs for quite some time.
Hmm.
They
are
very
nice.
You're trying to persuade
pretty.
Me to get a certain one of them.
Oh, the Undead Minotaur. Yeah, dude, yeah. Get it. As like a unit filler for your zombies or something. It's fucking cool. Oh, no.
Oh, what's the... Wrong? What was that?
Sean's apparently let off steam like a fucking steam train or something. Because I mentioned the U word.
you all can fuck off with your rank fillers, unit fillers, whatever.
Don't you use unit fillers in your, like, your giant fucking hordes? Like,
fuck
you're
off.
Telling me that you painted 100 Skaven?
Yes.
So you never put a rat ogre in a unit of slaves to bulk it out?
Not once.
I don't understand. Yeah, no. Why? Why not?
Come
it's,
on.
Okay.
Well, what is your problem with it?
It's not.
Yeah.
Okay, so don't get me wrong. I can see the premise of... The rat ogre in a unit of slaves. It is thematical. It works. Not my cup of tea. If you do it for as that example, not a problem. What I had a problem with tournament players is, let's say, for example, a dirty grape unit of white lines for a high elf army. In the center of it would be a dirty grape being just a pillar.
Pillar.
Oh, that counts as four models. Like just like a decorative pillar.
Yeah, I can see your gripe with that. But like, would you have a problem if I used... A couple of gravestones as like to bulk out a unit when I summon
no
extra zombies or skeletons.
No, it's the shit rank fillers that I don't like. The ones
okay,
that
but
just
if it's
no
a nice thematic, sense. If it's a nice thematic thing, you'd be okay with it.
Yes.
What if I am playing my empire one day and I'm running my massive horde of halberdiers and I just have like this little
pay
sort
wagon?
Of... No, well, yeah, pay wagon.
No.
No pay wagon?
It doesn't make sense. Why would you take the pay wagon onto the fucking battlefield?
Because they're mercenaries, bro.
What, and the pay wagon gets... So that unit gets wiped out and what, the enemy gets your pay wagon? That ain't going to fucking happen, mate.
I mean, they're there for some reason. Like, if it's not to steal your gold, why not? What about I had, say, like I made like a little diorama on like a 50 by 50. Well, no, it couldn't be that. Like, it'd have to be 40 by 40 base. And it was like say like a dude on a horse, like an officer. And he's like, oh, go get him, boys. Don't be afraid to use your nails. And maybe he's got like a little attendant next to him holding the horse and he's just like yelling at the halberdiers or something.
So a normal character that you can put in a unit anyway.
I mean, he could, yeah, but like he's just like a filler. He's just like a dude that counts as four. He's just like a on a base that counts as.
Okay. How about just a couple of ogres carrying some supplies?
Oh, dude, yeah. What about fucking man eaters that have.
Empire sort of regalia on them.
Yeah,
you know?
Dude. Yeah, that'd be fucking cool. That'd be
sick.
It would look cool. Don't get me wrong. Not my cup of tea. I'd still play you in a game. I'd be like, hey, you're a fucking idiot, but.
Oh, so you'd resent me the whole time. Yeah, nice.
I resent you anyway.
Wow.
Nice passive aggressiveness because I'm using my models that I want to use. Thank you very much. You can't tell me how to hobby, all right? If I want to make a Demons of the Ruin Storm army with
so when Korax, was the last time you showered?
Last time I showered.
Your fucking man, neckbeard.
Speaking of funk, man, dude, it happens. Not me, but everyone else. Do you ever like go to a you play a lot of tournaments?
Oh, right? Mate. Well, there's a good yes.
Did you ever like did you get that fucking nerd sweat smell when you're playing in like a big, like how big were the fantasy tournaments?
So the biggest one I went to was either one of the last dog corns or the last pilgrimage. It was like 150 players plus.
Oh, wow, dude. Man, you'd probably be able to fucking see the stinky haze, right?
Well, I was running a predominantly clan pestilent Skaven army, so.
No,
you were exuding that stinky haze.
Hey, when you gotta go, bro.
Dude, we played Titanicus on the weekend. There was only like 12 guys there or something.
Mm.
And I had smelt it.
It's because I don't know what. It wasn't from me.
No, it wasn't from you. It wasn't from I. I don't know. I don't know who it was from. It's just like. This is that thing that when like wargamers like they this just seems to start to sweat and then suddenly like I guess it's the, like in an enclosed space maybe I don't know
like where we were playing Titanicus at that's one of the more better environments to play war games in
because it's quite open and cool
yeah
it was like, fucking cold
ventilated
exactly but when I was playing with the massive tournaments things like 9 times out of 10 you're in a school hall a school gymnasium. Not much air.
School
going.
Gymnasium. Did you ever go to any of the events and it was like in a scout hall like last year? Like the Mournival ones?
Oh yeah. So the ones over in I think it was in Epping. That was pretty good.
Epping, yeah.
Yeah.
Dude,
so,
it was fuck it. There was like no insulation or anything in that shed.
It had aircon.
No, it didn't.
It didn't when I was there.
Oh really? Because the one time I went there, yeah, it was just like it's like a corrugated tin roof and that was it. And it was so fucking hot.
Hmm.
That was in like November.
Well, I went to the December one and there was aircon. So they were pumping it all day. And
they
took the two tables directly underneath the aircon.
Maybe they put something in there because like it was fucking hot, which
either
makes
way.
Sense. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. So,
see, back to rank fillers. You can fuck off with them.
Oh, my God. yeah, so, well, I'm keen, for the sort of fantasy community to grow again. Hopefully we see, you know, a continuation of this down the line. And I assume that will happen. I'm hoping this is not like a one-off thing.
No, I know that there's plans because I've been talking with Dom and a couple of the other guys that have been kind of like organizing it. But there are plans to go bigger and bigger slowly. So,
yeah.
Bigger and bigger. Yeah, well, seems to be that Harris is kind of dying in the ass because there's no.
Oh, man, Harris is dead, bro.
I understand.
But the old world lives.
I understand that it's like a bit of a meme to be like, oh, Harris is dead. Oh, that's bullshit. Haha, we're all playing. But I don't know, man. I don't see as much enthusiasm for it lately, you know, in the past 6 months. So, I mean, that's just from my perspective. I'm not trying to, like, doomsay or anything. It's just, like, I noticed that the Mortal War events has been getting a bit quieter and quieter.
The crowd's getting smaller, yeah.
Yeah, and then this one, this particular event has just, like, blown up. Like, yeah. Everyone is super fucking keen. So, yeah. And even, like, Titanicus is, like, a different crowd.
Than what we were used to, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So...
I mean, it is a superior Horus Heresy game, let's be honest.
Oh, dude, after the weekend, I was like fully, yeah, I'm fully ready to do some more Titanicus. But, yeah, I got to get some fantasy done. I've got some Lord of the Rings stuff I need to do as well.
Mm.
I want to see if there's like an event or something I can go to for that. That's another problem. Lord of the Rings is quite competitive competitive.
Yeah, it's probably the most. I think it's probably the most competitive scene at this present point of time.
Yeah, because a lot of the people who play it are just like, and they don't give two fucks.
Exactly, like, right. There's like, why do you have Sauron and Gothmog? They weren't alive at the same. Anyway, that's just beside the point. That's just me going down my Lord of the Rings path.
Yeah, sorry. So. Anyway, back to fantasy. We're all keen. We're all ready. So, any of that? Any closing remarks from anyone?
Old world lives? No, I don't know.
Yeah.
The old world lives. Yeah, man.
Thanks for like listening to us ramble on about
yeah,
nonsense this is, for an hour.
This is a quick version. I mean, we actually tried to record this already, and
I broke it hard. I'm sorry, guys.
Not the original one, anyway. So we don't have
it's like, bit of a learning curve.
We don't have an email or a. Do you guys want to do like an Instagram for this one specifically, or like we've all got
our own Instagram. So we've all got our own shout out our own, and if you ever want to hit us up, you can hit us up on our Instagrams, pretty much.
All right, well, what's yours, Sean?
Mine is Boned, so BoneEad.
Okay. Jax is, if you didn't hear, JT_miniature_painting.
And what's yours?
Mine is Hyperman for Hypermen. All one word. And four is the number. So yeah, you can go to either of those three if you want to see some, you know, high tech top quality heresy. Yeah, there's a lot of heresy there. A little bit of fantasy if you trawl through it.
There'll be in the coming months. There'll be plenty more.
Yeah, I might start an email. We might hopefully people would want to talk to us. I don't know if anyone would.
I don't mind talking to you, Jeff.
Yeah, but I mind talking to you.
Oh,
well
played, sir.
Yeah, hopefully people would want to email us with any questions or whatever, like list reviews or whatever. I'd love to do some list reviews.
Topic suggestions, things like that.
Yeah. I don't want to do
Let us know what you want to hear.
I don't want to do any actual like book reviews. So I don't know about you guys. I don't really want to sit through
and... It's a bit done and dusted.
Yeah, that dictate what is going on in Emery... army book, but we might do like I'm thinking we might do like a but like sort of like a list challenge. We won't sort of specifically do the book review, but we might like pick a theme and or like you know, pick an army and be like, how would we start this army if we only had access to
what's currently available.
Yeah. Because there isn't really much in
what
some
would we
of the,
do
in
from
some
a
of the cases what we do, yeah, painting or like maybe offer some alternatives, sort of third party companies. That could sort of substitute your units. But any of that...
What's fantastic for a tournament army?
Yeah, I mean, we can do competitive lists or whatever. I don't know how we'll frame that. But yeah, anyway, so thank you for listening if you are. And we'll see you in the future.
Thanks for listening, guys. See ya.